Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's your phone tap all about today?
All right, so I'm calling Scott as a jeweler from the store he and his girlfriend Allison visited over the weekend. The only thing is he wasn't planning on proposing yet.
Oh.
Oops.
All right, let's see what could possibly go wrong. Here we go, the phone tap.
Hi, may I speak to Scott, please?
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. This is Lily Allen from My Jewels. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling you because Allison was in here, your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you guys were in here looking at some rings. You remember?
Yeah.
Well, she's picked out the one that she wants and she put it aside. And she told me to give you a call so that you could make the first payment.
We were looking at a couple of them, but yeah, I don't think we ended up deciding on any
of
them.
All right, but I mean, you like the ring, right?
Well, yeah.
You love the girl, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been dating for 3 years now.
Okay, so what's the problem here? Just come in, put a payment down. I mean, she did all the labor for you. It should be easy.
I don't know if we're really ready to get engaged yet.
Why would you take a girl ring shopping to look at rings if you're not ready to get engaged? Well, that's just not nice.
I mean, first of all, this is kind of personal, but like at the time, we went to see a movie, and then afterward, we were like, she was like, hey, you know, why don't we just stop in here for a second? Like, I wasn't supposed to say no.
Yeah, okay, but you went along with it, and now she has it in her head that you two are going to get engaged. She's picked out the ring. It's sitting here, and she wants you to make...
cancel it.
I mean, I would cancel it, but she's already put a $5,000 deposit to make sure that I would hold it.
What?
And she wanted to make sure that she got
it. We're not getting married yet.
Well, then don't bring a girl into a store and let her try on rings.
Who the f*** are you?
I'm standing up for women because this is the type of stuff that you guys do. You lead us on, and then you don't marry us. And I'm not calling her and disappointing her and telling her that you're not coming in to pay for it.
This is the most ridiculous I've ever heard in my life. You guys have got to be out of your f***ing mind.
Hey.
Hey.
I just got an interesting call from the Maestrila. Apparently, they have a ring down there that we agreed on buying.
Yeah, it was the ring that I really loved. It was, and there was, I hope you're excited.
We just walked around, we looked at a couple of them, and you were trying to give me your size. That was it.
It's the ring that is meant to be on my finger for the rest of my life. So.
Well, we didn't get there, though. I mean, you gotta get engaged in order to get a ring.
I know, we can talk about that too on how you want, like, when we should propose, or you should propose.
What? Wait. Allison, do you hear yourself right now?
Yeah, what?
You're forcing me to propose to you.
No, I am not, forcing you.
You put $5,000 down on it.
Well, that was just to hold it. The other part is your responsibility. That's for you.
How is that not forcing me?
You are still making the decision to spend the rest of your life with me and have a good marriage with me.
Oh, my God, how do you get to make this decision? This is my decision. That's the one thing a guy does, is he proposes. The woman does everything else.
All you have to do is make the rest of the payments, and then you can make that decision of when and where to propose to me.
I know how a guy is supposed to propose, but we're not at that part.
Are you saying you do not want to marry me?
That is not what I said. Are you listening to me?
I am picking up your slack.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and marry without me and go on the honeymoon? Have kids. Who needs me?
Scott.
Hello?
This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Scott, do you not want to marry me anymore?
I didn't say that.
Poor guy.
Serious.
So upset.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Scott.
He was pushed to the edge.
His high-pitched screaming voice.
I gotta be honest, that was really wrong.
What?
Awesome.
Wrong. All these phone taps are wrong, wrong, wrong.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.